Hello there, cheerful viewers. Today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we are excited to be back in Executive Vegan and Raw Pastry Chef AJ's Kitchen to continue with the orange chocolate mousse torte we learned yesterday, as well as make a yummy, rich chocolate smoothie. As they are Chef AJ's specialty, we'll make all of these without using any processed ingredients. For the past 10 years, Chef AJ has shared her unique vegan recipes and tips as an instructor in various culinary schools in Los Angeles, California, USA, and as a consultant for Exelis Health and Wellness Center. She herself has followed a plant-based diet for more than 32 years. Often engaged in charitable works, Chef AJ volunteers her time as a culinary instructor at the Braille Institute and Black Women's Wellness Center to share healthy recipes with many people who have diabetes. She has been invited to prepare food for many celebrities and television shows. Through her raw vegan recipes, Chef AJ helps many achieve good health while enjoying scrumptious foods.
So now I'm going to show you how to make a raspberry sauce. The technical French word is a coulis, but it's a raspberry sauce, which we're going to serve over our orange chocolate mousse torte, but it's also delicious on anything, on a non-dairy raw vegan ice cream or any dessert, or if you're my husband, straight from the bottle. And when I do have leftover and I'm out of dessert, I just throw it in my morning smoothie. It's delicious. So what I do is I take a bag of organic frozen raspberries and I just let them defrost on the counter overnight. Put them in my blender. Now raspberries are a very, very tart fruit, so to sweeten it up, I'm going to use some dates. And I have soaked 12 Deglet Nord dates in water. You could also soak them in almond milk, orange juice, whatever your preference. The reason I'm soaking them is one, because they're very hard and this will soften them up. And I do need a little bit of liquid in this recipe for it to process. Some people like things more sweet, some people like things more tart. So whatever number is perfect for you, or no dates at all if you really like the tartness of raspberries. I like to add a little bit of almond extract, and this is totally optional. I love the way almond extract smells, and I'm just going to add a capful. Capful I've measured is actually a quarter of a teaspoon, but I love vanilla in just about everything. I'm going to add a tablespoon because it's an alcohol-free vanilla. So all I do is I turn the blender on, and that's it. I like to put it in a squeeze bottle, and again, you can get these for less than a dollar at most restaurant supply stores. And I'm using a funnel. But basically, that's it. And it's fun. Like, I love having raw ice cream socials and making all different flavor sauces, letting people taste it themselves. It's great. Now I'm going to show you how to plate the dessert. After all, we do eat with our eyes, so presentation is really important. Of course, taste is more important. So here I have my beautiful chocolate mousse torte that's set up so nicely in the freezer. And what's interesting is it's still smooth and creamy, even though it's in the freezer. What I like to do is decorate the plate. Always make sure that your guests like the sauce, because some people might prefer it without. But I like to do a nice design on the plate. Sometimes if I have time, I'll do hearts or their initials. This is very rich. You know, a lot of people say, oh, nuts are fattening, I can't eat them. Well, if you don't eat them roasted and salted, and you're not eating animals, saturated fat, nuts are actually really important to your health and to your diet. These walnuts are very high in all the essential omega fatty acids. There's so many benefits to nuts. I'm not saying to sit and eat a pound of nuts a day, but I would take a nut-based raw vegan dessert over a cooked flour and sugar-based dessert any day of the week. And I've been vegan for 32 years. It is a very rich dessert, so a little bit is quite satisfying. The first piece is always the hardest to come out, so that's usually my piece. So I'm going to place this on the plate. And sometimes they'll give them a little bit more raspberry sauce on the side. It's always nice to garnish it with a sprig of mint. And there you have a dessert that's actually served in a restaurant that's as delicious as any butter, cream, flour, egg dessert, or sugar dessert. But you know, the proof of the pudding is always in the eating. So I am just going to go to one of the customers that is here right now, and hopefully they like raw vegan desserts, and let's see what they think. Hi, you're probably wondering why a chef has appeared at your table with a microphone and a dessert, because you guys look like nice, young, healthy, good-looking people, and I'm wondering if by any chance you like raw vegan desserts. Do you like chocolate?
So, yes and yes.
Okay, good. Well, we just made this, and I'm curious to think
God, it looks gorgeous.
If you like it. So I call it orange chocolate mousse torte. If you like the recipe, it'll be on this website, Supreme Master TV, very soon. So please taste it. And give me your honest opinion. Unless, of course, you don't want no. Really, I really want your honest opinion because, because this is a real restaurant, and we serve this. And,
this looks great.
Well, and please, ladies first.
Or, yeah, go ahead. It looks amazing.
Maybe dip a little sauce if you like. And you know, we try to have the texture to be exactly like what you're used to in a rich chocolate mousse with dairy, eggs, butter, and sugar. And is it good?
That's really good.
It's
delicious.
Thank you. Well, let's see, because you know men, we've got to see. Will a real manly man here like it? That's the question. Good?
Wow.
This
if you
restaurant.
Don't like that, you're not human.
Okay, good answer. Well, thank you, and please enjoy that on the house. And I'm Chef AJ, and please come back.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
This is amazing.
Thank you so much. Do you mind if I give you a free dessert?
No.
Okay, good. Have you ever had raw vegan food before, or not really? Okay, so that's good. I really want you to be honest. No, I do want you to be honest. This is a chocolate mousse torte, and actually, I can't believe she's your grandmother, but this young, beautiful woman actually likes this one very much. And I'll give you a clean fork. And if you don't mind tasting it, I've got another fork for the. We already know that she loves it. So, and it's got a raspberry sauce, which you may or may not like, but it wasn't tested on animals, but this will be tested on humans right now. So tell me what you think.
Really?
You like it? Like you would eat it? Like even though you're like a normal kid and everything? Okay, cool. And not that this matters to you right now, but it probably matters to them. There's no refined sugar. There's no sugar at all, not even agave. It's sweetened just with dates. It's made out of nuts. There's five ingredients, and that's it. So how about the big guy? What do you think? Well, thank you so much. And guess what? You get a free dessert, and you get to be on TV. I mean, what could be better? Those are like my two favorite things. Throwing a dog, and I'm over the moon. You like it. Now, I know that Connie likes it better with carob, and it's fine. You know, we can make it both ways. This is the chocolate one. That's why I didn't place it by you. This is the chocolate one. But so thank you so much, and please enjoy on the house.
We will be back in a jiffy to learn another fabulous vegan raw recipe with Chef AJ.
Hi, I'm Chef AJ, the vegan and raw food executive pastry chef in Los Angeles. And today I'm going to show you how to make a delicious smoothie. I call it the Caramel Facchiato smoothie because it's named after one of those fancy chain places that serve really rich, fattening smoothies made with dairy and cream and all that kind of stuff and caffeine and coffee. I'm making actually a double recipe now because I know a lot of people want to try this, but 2 cups of almond milk. Now, it's great when you can make almond milk yourself, fresh almond milk, and there's recipes on my website and many other places. But if you don't have the time or don't wish to do that, you can certainly buy a commercial almond milk, but just make sure you get a really good brand that doesn't have added oil or salt or sugar, and there are some out there. So in the blender, I put 2 cups of almond milk. I have 4 tablespoons of raw cacao powder. If you can't eat chocolate for any reason, you can certainly use carob. Now, my only sweetener is dates, and again, how many you use is up to you. I'm just going to put in a nice big handful or two. This will be for probably 4 people. And I have 2 frozen bananas. It's great when you can freeze them in advance because it adds a real creaminess and great texture to your smoothies. This is caramel extract. I'm going to put 2 capfuls in. Each capful is 1/4 teaspoon. And the last ingredient is ice cubes. Just turn the blender on. So I just want to taste that it is sweet enough. And if not, I'm just going to add more dates. For me, that's perfect. It's rich and delicious. But I know the people that aren't used to eating this way may need a little bit more sweet. So I'm going to just put another handful in for good measure. I love raw cacao so much, I could even eat this without the dates. But most people do want a little sweet with this chocolate. So that's it. I'm going to pour it into a nice milkshake glass so it looks like the real thing. Well, it is the real thing, and it's real good for you. And to garnish, a few raw cacao nibs. Doesn't it look great, and it tastes even better? Why don't we see if one of the customers likes it? So never give a chef a microphone because we never stop talking, but I'm back at Santa La Brea restaurant with my new best friend, Stefan. How you doing, Stefan?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. So what'd you think of that raw chocolate mousse torte?
I thought it was amazing.
Do you think, like, if you had a party and you had your friends over, it would pass for something they would eat?
Totally.
Okay. That's great. See, if we could get kids to eat healthy, this would be, like, so amazing. So I made you my favorite smoothie. I call it the caramel facchiato. So tell me what you think. He's so cute.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. Would you say it's as good as, like, a milkshake from one of those places that makes other types of smoothies?
I think it's better.
There you have it, out of the mouths of babes. Thank you so much. Enjoy the smoothie on the house, and come back and see us, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
We send our appreciation to Chef AJ for inspiring fun, healthy eating with her wonderful vegan recipes. Thanks for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, as we bring you creative cuisine art from international vegan chefs. Up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May desserts and smiles bring sweetness to your life. Contact Chef AJ to wow your taste buds with fantastic vegan ideas and recipes. www.ajsrockinfoods.com and chefaj@AT&T.net.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.